KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, asking the questions that matter. Like, when was the last time you tried to start a conversation with a comment and the other person goes, okay.
No,
well, and they just decided that they were done with what you had to say.
Just a minute ago, Kevin goes, I feel like we don't use the word musty enough anymore.
And because I was like, RJ was doing his read and he's like, dirty, crusty, musty. And I was like, you don't really hear that word anymore.
What, I don't pay attention to the use, the amount of times musty is used. But then again, there are other words that are like, jive turkey that we, you know, we didn't keep up with that until the Harbaugh came and brought it back.
Uh-huh. So that's how we started the show today. Have you had a conversation recently that you thought was going to spark something and the person you were talking to was like, I don't give an F about what you just
said.
Listen,
man, I am usually, Alec, you've seen how many times Kevin says, all right, let's go on this ride. I'm like, all right, I'm right there with you, buddy. Every once in a while, though, we just don't have to hit it and drive, you know? We can just leave it in park and wait for the next one. That one was one of them.
Okay. I mean, we talked about it last week, didn't we? Just let it marinate sometimes. Like, think about what you just said, you know? Yeah, just leave it. Yeah.
So we're going to get to a lot of serious stuff today, but I also feel like the potential is for a wild one today.
Yeah, it could be today. And yes, it does look, we'll have Bochy on, and we will talk a little bit about some of the new words that he's learned, because that is a challenge.
And how to overcome a 3-1 deficit in a series.
Yes. I bet he knows.
Yeah, he can help us with that.
Let's go.
All right, because the reason why we need to talk about that is go ahead and give me cut number one, because the Stars made some more NHL history last night.
Edmonton 3 out of 11 on the power play in the series, as Ray said, one goal in each. Two of them by Nugent. Hopkins, they score! Leon Draisaitl, a one-timer. A power play goal and a 1-0 Oilers lead.
Has he scored a goal in every game?
It feels like he has, just like their power play in every home game or every game in this series. I have trouble giving credit to the opponent, and so part of me wants to be like, man, that was a pretty goal. But the other part is like, screw it. I don't want to give them credit for anything. Instead, I want to talk about the fact, and we've been tracking this most of the playoffs, that for the 14th time in 17 playoff games, the Stars gave up the first goal. That is an NHL record for the most first goals given up in a playoff run, which isn't particularly surprising because you probably don't give up a lot of first goals if you've made it this far.
Right.
So the Stars are an anomaly from this point. And that obviously right there is what made the entire first period so freaking frustrating, is because you did it. Like, you outplayed Edmonton. Absolutely. There is no question, if you're just watching the first period yesterday, the Stars look like the better team. And yet you go to intermission and you're losing.
Yeah, couldn't bury one. You couldn't put one home.
Nope.
And at this point, you start to question the tenseness of your guys. You know, Bochy's brought this up. You talk about it a lot. When you're trying too hard, you're trying to do too many things. And sometimes you just need to, you know, you relax a little bit. It's easier said than done. It's so much easier said than done. Mike says this a lot of times with pitchers when they're on the mound. You're doing too much. And you just got to do a little less. Don't try to throw 102. Just try and throw 95. You know, just try to do those little things, and maybe that's going to work for you. It's just, every time they make an advancement, then they make a dumb penalty and put themselves in another situation where they're going to be down. And this team in Edmonton knows how to take advantage of those moments immediately. And they're destroying the Stars every chance they get on the power play.
From the, I think that was cut one, but they said never play cut three again. All right. After this, we won't play cut three again.
I don't really want to play it. That's okay.
Here is cut three.
Draisaitl, Bouchard passed up the bomb. McDavid down low, Nugent Hopkins. Out in front, they score! And it's Corey Perry!
Now, obviously, there was a couple of former Stars that gave you some heartache yesterday, but there was another one. And the game was significantly closer. That's one of the things that you hate, unless you're on the winning side of it, about the empty net goal, is it makes it look like, if people didn't watch the game, that it was kind of a walk. That game was close all throughout, and then you tag on the couple of empty net goals at the end. But the lack of ability to take the lead, hence the lack of ability to keep a lead, and your most complete first period to date, all of that is part of the frustration that goes into this series so far.
Yeah, Kevin, I know you have this note in here. Lack of hits.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this for a while. Last night, it really kicked me in the junk whenever I heard the sideline report that whenever there was a little tussle at the end after a play, DeBoer went and told them, "We're not built for that. We have to focus on scoring some goals.
Yeah.
We're not built for that." And Kevin, I've been looking at these numbers here. Here's the totals of hits in this series so far.
It didn't feel good last night.
Stars, game one, 34.
Okay.
To 43.
I mean, that could be worse.
Game two, 29 to 50.
Ooh.
Game three, 30 to 47. Last night, 25 to 50.
And they lost the guy who was on pace to set the record for most hits ever.
Yeah.
And look, we talked about this going back to the Colorado series a couple times. I don't always think team hits is indicative of how I felt the physicality of the game went. Last night, I do think it was indicative.
Yeah, and I mean, these numbers edge out everything that we've seen in the series so far. And that is that the Stars' physicality, lack thereof, is a problem for them again. You can't just go in there and take it from a team like that and expect that you're just going to walk away with the things you want. You have to fight for it. And this doesn't look like much of a fight. Now, if they're just not built for that and that's not who they are, and maybe that's another thing too. Maybe when he says we're not built for that, he's saying right now our PK isn't good enough. And we can't get into fights after things because we can't afford to have guys in the box right now. Maybe that's what he was saying when it came to that, because they aren't good enough, especially they've been good enough,
yeah,
but against Edmonton, they are not good enough.
Which if that's the case, then you kind of see his point, right? Where you're kind of like, man, that power play for Edmonton just looks so freaking unbelievably automatic.
Their passes are so crisp. They're so creative. The Stars passes, it looks like every time they send the puck across the ice, it's going to jump over somebody's blade. You know, it's just like, I don't want to tell them to stick to your stick at all. And they just look like everything. They just look like the puck is getting stuck with a little tape and they're just flicking. It just looks so easy for them right now. And the Stars aren't making it tough. So, Kevin, definitely give them a lot of the credit
sure.
for what they've done.
Sure.
The Stars definitely get a lot of the credit for the things they haven't done too. And they know that right now. And that's why coming back here into Dallas, they're going to need this crowd. They're going to need everything they can get, because aside from one period and about a 3-minute offensive explosion, has been nothing for this team.
You know, and you made reference to it. That was one of the things that we were talking about before the show. Is it lack of hits, penalty kill, offensive collapse, something else entirely? And that's the thing that's the real reason you're losing this series 3-1 is it could be any of those things plus probably a couple of others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that Stuart Skinner is playing unbelievable. And we talked about this. You go back to their last series and he had back-to-back shutouts, I believe, to close out that series. And that was one of the concerns that we brought up. If Stuart Skinner is playing this way, which I still think is above his head, then you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
And he's just gaining confidence. You know, he's like, every single time he makes a stop, it does two things. One, gives him just a little more confidence in what he's doing and takes away from the Stars' confidence. They don't even look like they want to shoot. They look like they're afraid to shoot because, hey, man, if we put it up there, it's not going in anywhere. They look like they're concerned that it's not going to go in. That's what I was afraid of in the last series. That they were at some point going to be in their own heads about being able to score. And right now they do kind of look like that. And this is something, Kevin, that I think I absolutely agree with. Bouchard gives a slap to Roope's foot.
Yeah.
And nobody does a thing about it.
Yeah. He should have just knocked his ass into the ice right there.
There's not a single person on this team that's going to go, you know, right up into him and say that that doesn't fly around here, not with our guy.
Okay, this might be a controversial opinion then, because it's too late to do anything about that. That person makes an excellent point. My controversial opinion is you can't afford to do anything about it, because this Dallas Stars team right now is not playing acceptable 5-on-5 hockey. They're going to score if they get a power play. And that's the thing. Like, Corey's our star player, right? And then all of a sudden, Choppy comes up and takes out his knee. And I'm like, mother. And you want to do something about it. I can't. Because I can't afford offsetting penalties. Because my team is not good enough to compete at even strength. I have to say, sorry, Corey. That's messed up what he just did. But I need him to go into the box, because that's really the only chance I have to score.
Yeah, and
that's pathetic.
And when you don't have, when that's not working, what you said, and then you don't have the ability to go back something up whenever somebody, you know, a bully tries to back you down, then you don't have any fear instilled in them. They're playing confident. They're playing free. They're playing like you can't touch them, because they know you can't.
Yeah.
And that's where Edmonton currently is mentally. They know the Stars can't beat them up. They know the Stars can't touch them 5-on-5. And they know that if they do try to beat them up, they're going to be stuck in a worse situation and giving up a goal.
This feels impossible. So I double checked it, and it still feels wrong to me. All right, the Stars as an entire team in this series, they have 20 points.
All right.
Okay. 8 goals and 12 assists. So we'll individualize it out. We can talk about who has what later. But the point is, the Stars as a whole have 20 points.
All right.
In this series, Connor McDavid has 7. Draisaitl has 7. Nugent Hopkins has 9 in this series alone. Those three players for Edmonton have 23 points in 4 games. That means they are averaging as a group 6 points per game. Just think about that. Just those three. And I realize those are their three top scorers of the playoffs thus far. Although Nugent Hopkins has moved into that role,
yeah, he
because
definitely
of the series.
Absolutely.
Just those three have more combined goals and assists than every player on your roster in this series.
Yeah, and because this team doesn't have the same physicality, they don't have the same. I think it seriously starts right there. I know all these other things, Kevin, but that's where that starts. The other thing of being able to make a pass and center a pass and get one into the goal. Seems like every time they center a pass, there's 15 Edmonton defenders right there in front of the net. So that's confusing to me, too. The first game, whenever they scored all these, you're like, hey, the traffic in front of the net helped us so much.
Yeah.
They're putting their own traffic in front of the net, and the Stars are having a hard time with it right now. They can't get a bounce off of anybody. And those are lucky things. Those are lucky things that you're hoping for. But those three guys right there, Kevin, the two names, obviously, were,
sure.
You know, we got another name that got thrown into it. Yep. He's getting to play as free as he wants.
He has more points than either one of them.
Because of what everybody else is doing, like who they are on the ice, the fear they put into you. Now he's free to go roam around and do what he wants. And then you look at the other talent they have in Kane. I mean, I know Hyman was out last night, but.
And it looks like he's going to be out going forward.
They're a good team. And that is something we knew going into this. This is the ultimate challenge from here on, is to be able to come back from something like this, because it's near impossible.
And I went back and watched what happened with Hyman a couple of different times, and like I just didn't see it immediately. And now it looks like he's going to be out going forward, and we could talk more about that later. But it's discouraging to me that didn't necessarily
change anything.
Yeah, exactly. Like I thought, okay, maybe then you could be a little bit more physical as a team, because I know the problem with that is if you're physical, that plays into the strengths of the Oilers, and they're like, yeah, we'll counterattack you to hell and you'll be in a lot of trouble. But the Stars didn't necessarily do that. They continued to get out physical. They continued to show some vulnerability on the counterattack, although I thought Ottinger played pretty well. Now, I know it's tough to argue that when you see the other goaltender on the other side and you're like, hey, that's great. Pretty well is not good enough.
No, you're right. But Otter was good last night,
though. Yeah, but it wasn't good enough. So even with Hyman out going forward, what I hope is at least, well, three more games. Not at least. They're not going to play more than that. I hope that would make a difference, but there's nothing in the rest of that game that made me think, oh, Edmonton's in a lot of trouble. Like, I would have oddly felt better if the Stars' first period yesterday was kind of clunky. And then they really picked it up after Hyman went out.
No, but they were... They
yeah,
came
that's
out
not what
really
happened
good.
At all.
Now, the what ended up happening throughout the rest of the game, though, Kevin, is this Stars team looked tired to me. They couldn't get out on a breakout at all. Like, did you see every time the puck got loose, it looked like there was a Stars player just doing everything he could just to get a skate moving. And I was like, oh, man, why do we look so slow? They look slow. They look out of sorts. And it looks like Edmonton has the answers to the test. They look like they already have it figured out on where the Stars are supposed to be, and the Stars can't figure out where they're supposed to be.
It was the magic of that second goal, I believe, where Edmonton managed to juke one of the defenders and had essentially three people out on the point while the Stars had four defensemen essentially compacted right in front of the net.
It's wild, man.
And you're like, well, that's probably not a good strategy.
We're
going
to figure it out at some point, though, right?
Well, you better figure it out on Thursday or else some point is the offseason, right?
Oh, so you're saying we got a whole year then after in case.
No!
Figure this thing out for next time.
All right. I have to admit something.
You're saying you don't want to be in the playoffs next year?
I don't care about next year. I care about this year because my admission that people can get mad at me for, I still think the Stars can win this series.